7:53, Roo and Dits here on Triple M, all thanks to Main North Nissan and Renault. Roo, speaking to you in recent weeks, I reckon you and I both know people that have been victims of home invasions.
Yes.
And we're talking about not just little items here, we're talking luxury cars. Now, a lot of these are happening in the eastern suburbs, which happen to be the leafy, wealthier sort of areas. We're talking the most recent, someone had a Porsche four-wheel drive taken. People just come in, grab your keys, and they're gone. Take your car, take everything.
Yeah, it's really scary, actually. I mean, I'm not sure if they're breaking in or whether that's a result of people leaving doors, back doors open or something like that. But coming in the middle of the night while you're asleep or if you got kids around, that's what worries me the
most. Very scary.
Not taking the car, go for it. Take jewellery or whatever they want, go for it. But how dangerous is this? Should people be worried? And what can you do to stop it?
Yeah, and on the back of what we're hearing out of Melbourne too, Roo, where there are gangs that turn up in big numbers and just come straight through your house.
Well, they just knock on your door and come straight in.
Nothing you can do about it. Let's find out more. The officer in charge here in Adelaide in the eastern area, Superintendent John DeCandia. He joins us now. Superintendent, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gents.
Good.
Thanks for the opportunity to come on.
How scary and frightening are these stories? I mean, are these people violent or are they purely after property?
You're purely after property, and it's pretty brazen. And one of the worst things you can have is when you'd like to think your home's your castle and you're safe in there, but it's one of the worst things to have your home broken into. And when you're there at the same time, it's even worse.
How are they getting in? Are they sort of breaking to get things to get in, or are they getting in just through?
Probably a bit of a combination of the two. Sometimes they are breaking in. Other times people might leave a back door open or a window slightly ajar. You know, on a warmer night, they might think let a bit of fresh air come in. So really need to emphasise with people, make sure your home is well and truly locked up. And if you got cars that are, as I said, the eastern suburbs tend to be a bit of a target over the last few months. You know, if you got the cars and you've got an opportunity to put it in a carport out of sight, then do that rather than just leaving it out in the street or in your driveway where it might be a bit of a target. But now, the best thing really is just you really need to make sure your doors are well and truly locked. And if you've got sensor lights outside, then make sure they're operating.
I'm reading here where jewellery is still the most targeted item because it's easy to trade and sell. But I'm interested in that. I would have thought if some young kid walks into your local pawn shop or something like that and says, I want to sell this diamond ring. I mean, isn't there a red flag there, surely?
Yeah, there is. And we actually do a lot of work with a lot of the second-hand dealers right through the metro area. And we actually do get some really good results there. But there's a whole range of different ways as to where they'll get rid of their jewellery. So, you know, and for the people that actually do get offered anything, then, you know, if it seems to be too good to be true, then you actually need to report it. Mm. But it's the people in the areas that know their areas the best. And if you think something looks a bit sus, if you think there's a car that isn't normally in the street, then don't think, oh, I'll check in a couple of hours to see if it's still there. Go with your gut feeling. If something's not quite right, let us know. We're keen to get onto it straight away.
Superintendent, reading what happens and seeing on TV what's happening in Melbourne at the moment with the break-ins over there and seems to be a bit more violent and more aggressive. Is that happening in Adelaide as well?
No, we're not seeing that at all. What we did find towards the end of last year, there was an increase. We launched an Operation Subtract right through the metro area. Since that time, there's been some really good results, probably other than the eastern suburbs. And we've arrested over 400 people just specifically for break-ins. And as I said, other than in the eastern suburbs, most of the break-ins have been on the decline since we launched that operation. But you can't, one house break is one too many. So yep. We've got to do whatever we can to prevent it.
Am I right in saying most of the offenders are teenagers? In the eastern suburbs break-ins?
It's probably a little bit of a combination, but yeah, generally through the eastern suburbs, well, probably the ones that break in at night are probably more of your teenagers.
Right.
Generally, so.
And yep. they're the ones from what we see it too much on the TV news, but they take the cars and joyride. They're the group we're talking about, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. They'll take the cars, they'll hang on to them for a day or two and go on a bit of a crime spree and then, as I said, probably dump the car and get another one. So that's why it's important when someone sees something that looks a bit odd, then let us know straight away, because the quicker we get onto it, the quicker we can prevent other crimes from occurring.
Like 13-year-old driving a Porsche four-wheel drive.
Yeah, normally should attract someone's attention.
I would have thought, yeah. Hey, Superintendent, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Well done. Superintendent John DeCandia there, and he is in charge of the eastern area of Adelaide, so he'll be kept pretty busy at the moment.
Scary stuff. Terrible. Oh, if you're hearing people in your house, I don't want to have to have that happen to me one day.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to walk into your house, Roo, to be honest.
I mean, I don't know who'd be more scared, me or the 13-year-old right. when they saw me nude. Yeah. When I get out of bed.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, gee. Ruin Dits here on Triple M. All thanks to Maynard, Nissan and Renault. Still to come. More on the Cassie Sainsbury story. It's just amazing what's come out overnight. The stuff that we just... Well, new revelations. Is she a compulsive liar? She's told all sorts of stories. Her uncle has disowned her. There's a brothel in Sydney saying that she used to work there up until recently. There's all sorts of stuff with this story now. We're going to delve deeper into it in just a moment.
And Mick Molloy coming up soon as well.